Now onto something hopefully a bit more positive. There are tentative hopes that we could be witnessing the beginning of the end of Alzheimer's disease. Initial results on a particular drug indicate that it could slow it down, leading to the hope, obviously, that one day it could be halted altogether. Dr. Laura O'Feldman is Research and Policy Manager for Alzheimer's Society of Ireland. Laura, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sean.
So, as I understand it, it's long been known what the problem is with Alzheimer's, what's happening on the brain. It was just a matter of figuring out how to combat that.
Yes, there's a hypothesis called the amyloid hypothesis, and a lot of people who have Alzheimer's disease have this buildup of kind of a sticky, toxic protein in their brain called amyloid. And it's thought that it's that amyloid that causes the symptoms of Alzheimer's disease. So, you know, the memory loss and the struggles with cognition and language and things like that. So, but researchers have been trying to look into this amyloid hypothesis for 20 or 30 years, but actually it's only recently that we've had breakthroughs in it. And that's really, really exciting.
Right. Okay. And in terms of proving, of giving credence to that theory, or in terms of tackling it?
In terms of tackling it, so we now have two possible drugs. So the most recent one was donanemab, which was announced yesterday by the pharmaceutical company Eli Lilly. And they have found that their initial results of a phase 3 clinical trial, so that's with, you know, over 1,000 people kind of looking at the impact, has found that it does have the potential to slow it down and also to slow down the impact on people's activities of daily living. So that would be things like managing your finances or driving or having conversations with friends, which Alzheimer's disease can typically impact and affect for people who have it.
Mm. So are they able to put a number on how much it can slow down the progression of the disease?
So we're not clear yet on what that kind of timeline that this impact might translate into. But I know the colleagues I have in the UK have thought that lecanemab, which is another similar drug that we spoke about 6 months ago, they think that at the moment accounts for around a 7 month slowdown in the progression of Alzheimer's disease. And look, that's not hugely significant. I know some people might be disappointed when they hear 7 months, but actually scientifically this is a huge breakthrough, because if you think about HIV, you know, the first drugs for HIV weren't very good and we were able to build on those, and now we have excellent treatment. And the hope would be that we can continue to build on these scientific breakthroughs. And I think if a lot of us were faced with the question of 7 months, we would all jump at it, you know?
Yeah, indeed. And when we say 7 months, to put that into context, I know it's a how long is a piece of string question, but how long can someone be living with Alzheimer's?
Oh, it completely varies from person to person. For some people, the progression would be quite quick, and for others, the progression would be very slow. So it really just depends from person to person. It's not really possible to put a kind of a timeline on it.
Yeah, but it could be, say, could it be decades for some people?
For some people, yeah, that's possible. And, you know, a lot of people, when they're first diagnosed, they think that things are going to change overnight for them, but often things can change very slowly. And it's about trying to, you know, stay as involved as you can and do the things that you've always done as much as you can to keep maintaining that quality of life.
Yeah. So this or these two drugs, it seems, potentially could slow down at least the rate of attack of the disease, for want of, mm-hmm. of a better phrase. But that's just results we got, you know, this week and 6 months ago. How long, generally speaking, is it until the actual drugs are available?
So the drugs that came out this week, Eli Lilly, they will now apply to the global regulators. So that will start off in the US, and they'll go for the accelerated approval program. And that's for drugs that fill a serious unmet need. So they're kind of just at the beginning of this process. And those processes can take, you know, 1 or 2 years. But the other drug from 6 months ago, lecanemab, that's kind of developed by Biogen and AZ, we would expect the European Medicines Agency, so they look after Ireland and the rest of Europe, to make their decision in the first half of 2024. And following that, if the approval is given, then it's up to each country to negotiate with the pharmaceutical company about having that drug and being able to give it to people.
Ah.
So in Ireland, you know, we could be looking at a couple of years, but unfortunately, in Ireland, we have such excellent memory clinics, we have excellent services, amazing healthcare professionals, but actually it's now about funding and infrastructure and forward planning, because currently we do not have the health infrastructure to deliver this. We need earlier diagnosis, we need MRI scanners, we need infusion suites. These drugs are immunotherapy, so they're delivered through an intravenous infusion, so through the vein. If you think about chemotherapy, every 2 weeks. So there is a lot of work to do in planning for drugs like this. And even if these drugs happen to not be approved, there are several agents that are in late stage clinical trials. So whether it's lecanemab or donanemab or another drug, we do need to be ready for that. So that's something that we're all thinking about now at this early stage.
Yeah. Are there any indications that this drug will be expensive?
Yes, typically those drugs, the kind of immunotherapy drugs, are very expensive, and there's a lot of controversy in the States over it. We're not exactly sure what that will look like in Europe or even in Ireland at the moment, but they will be expensive. I think lecanemab is estimated to cost in the States about $26,000 per year.
Ouch.
That's nearly apples and oranges when you compare the States and Ireland in terms of healthcare, but they are expensive drugs. And you know, every 2 weeks is quite a significant amount of time, you know, for somebody to go and to take a therapy. But as I said, this is something that we can build on, which is really exciting.
Now, and we've had this announcement this week and the one 6 months ago, as we've said, it feels like to me that there's been no particular breakthrough in Alzheimer's in a very long time before that. Is there a lot of research going on at the moment, Laura?
There's absolutely loads of research going on. And when we think about these kind of drug trials, I think previous to lecanemab, which is the drug from 6 months ago, it was 2003 was the last time a drug was approved for Alzheimer's disease. And that was only to help with the symptoms, not to help with the progression. So we're now kind of at this really exciting stage, but there are many, many drugs currently undergoing clinical trials. I think there's 187 going on at the moment.
Wow.
And I think it's important to note as well, unsuccessful clinical trials are incredibly disappointing and, you know, a huge amount of money goes into them. They're still important because we can still learn from them, you know, what worked, what didn't work, why didn't it work. And it's nearly a combination of all the unsuccessful trials that can lead to a successful outcome.
Yeah, indeed. Actually learn nothing from success, just in general, that is the case. Laura, thank you so much for speaking with us today. That's Dr. Laura O'Philbin, Research and Policy Manager of the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland. You are listening to The Moncrief Show on News Talk. We'll take a break, back in a couple of minutes.